Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but you do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit, for every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of a store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. There once was a family who had three children, and the youngest of the children was a boy, and there came a point in his life when he enjoyed tattling on his older brother and sister. He would notice what they were doing, especially when it was something that mom and dad had said, "Don't do," and he would like to point his finger at his brother and sister and tell his parents the wrong things they were doing. And one day, the mom and dad took the little boy aside and they said, "You know, nobody likes a tattletale. And furthermore, when you're pointing your finger at somebody else, there are three fingers pointing back at yourself, meaning you should pay three times more attention to your own behavior than you're paying to other people's behavior." It can be easy for us to notice the wrongs that other people are doing, to want to correct them, to remove the splinter in their eye, as Jesus talks about in the gospel reading today. It can be comforting for us to notice the faults of others because we can feel superior. We can feel that they're worse than we are, and at least we're not as bad as them. But then that takes the focus off of ourself and our behavior. And each of us has a responsibility to own up to what we're doing, to recognize where we need to grow, what we need to improve on, what the sins are in our life that we need to turn away from. People say that leaders oftentimes, and whether this be parents, coaches, managers, or people in charge of other people, it's good at times to confess when you've made a mistake, when you've blown it, and that you're going to try to do better. And that, in fact, the people that you're leading oftentimes have more respect for you when you can own up to what your own limitations are. And you can say, "You know, I didn't do that right. I'm going to try to do better in the future." It's not that coaches or parents or managers shouldn't pay attention to other people's behavior. In fact, that's part of your responsibility. It's part of your leadership. And there comes a time that we have to do fraternal correction or sisterly correction. But I think it first starts, Jesus is encouraging us to do personal correction, to maybe do a daily examination of our conscience, to look back at the day that we just lived and to say, "Well, what did I do well? What did I not do well? Where do I have to improve?" It makes us more realistic then of what we expect from others. I think it helps us to understand more the human condition that people may be struggling with. Maybe they're trying to improve, but we're so quick to notice other people's faults. If we pay more attention to our behavior, I think it helps us to be more understanding, helps us to be more patient. As Jesus says, When you remove the wooden beam in your own eye, you will see more clearly. I think we'll be able better to prioritize where do we need to step in, maybe where do we need to suggest for somebody that we're concerned about their behavior. We can see the splinter in their eye, and we can maybe then be more understanding in the way that we approach them and ask them or encourage them to change, owning up to the fact that we also are in a daily process of improvement, understanding our limitations, our sins, that we all are trying to grow in God's grace. As we prepare to do this, I think the sacraments are so helpful to us. We come to the Eucharist so frequently to be fed by our Lord that we can walk with Him. The season of Lent coming up will be another opportunity for us to revisit the sacrament of reconciliation, and we'll have opportunities to do that communally as well as personally. It's a wonderful thing to have on our path of discipleship, to have a regular way to confess our sins, to know that, yes, God knows our sins, God sees our limits, but God loves us so much and is so merciful. And so it's rather more of an admitting to ourselves what we've done that can help us to grow in holiness. As we approach our Lord today in Holy Communion, let us open our hearts that He can help us to grow in knowing our own limitations, our sins, helping us to be more understanding of others' faults, and not to be so quick to be a tattletale, to point the finger at somebody else when we really should be looking at ourselves and our behavior more frequently, that we can grow in God's grace.